This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Perfect. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It is definitely Spooky Friday. Yeah, I know, Halloween's around the corner. But that's not why I say it. If you're... Yeah, see how I jumped right into that? Okay, I got so much I want to say, that's why. Xander Gibb joins us after the break, as he does every Friday. I'm going to have a lot of fun. Now, what I started to jump into, first, head up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including buying my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to be afraid of, but you don't have to. You really don't. You're going to find out how much hate is actually spewed by the other side, not our side. No, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. You know, people think that the right are a bunch of haters. And it's really interesting because it just seems you become a hater simply by disagreeing. But look at all this stuff the left has done to try to keep the right down. Look at what's going on right now, not just in the Trump administration, but went on before the Trump administration. Why do these people have to have gag orders on them? Why do these why does a lot of paperwork have to be hidden? You know, seriously, if you got it's all the old thing. If you got nothing to hide, lay it on the table. Now you've got Dems running around, which they do very well. Talking about how these are all of these things are right-wing conspiracies. Isn't it interesting with the left that whenever there's an issue on the right, they're guilty, period, end of discussion. It can even smell like something's burning and we've set it on fire somehow. But with them, no, that's just a new fragrance that came out. I mean, seriously, they do nothing wrong. That's what irritates me. They don't come against their own. Yeah, once in a great while. Right? This Weinstein, I mean, seriously, finally, when there's so much evidence mounting against him, they start coming out of the woodwork because they know, you know what? The ship's going down. We need to get out of here. The same thing with Wiener's Wiener, right? I mean, they came out against him, finally. And even not that, they really didn't even come out against him. They just said, oh, yeah, that was wrong, you know, whatever, and moved on. I mean... Anybody with two brain cells rubbed together. Remember the first thing he said, gee, my camera must have went off. My phone must have took a picture while it was in my pocket. How did it get a clear shot of your thing, your weenie? But he did say that. Yeah, I know. You're ready to fall over there. But that's what he said. Seriously, I want you to know, it was a prototype of the iPhone X, okay? And it had this infrared X-ray camera that went through your pocket lining, through your underwear, could take a picture of everything. And nobody on his side, I would have said, the guy's a nut, he needs to leave and go. And actually, I have proof of this because I've done it to people in my own party. I've gone and called them out at a public session to move on. That they didn't represent my party. They didn't represent me. All right. I just needed some air. The top Department of Justice official, or one of them anyway, Dana Bonte. I'm trying. Look, I have a hard enough time with Smith and Jones, let alone when you start changing your name around like this. Dana Bonte is the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. He has He's been acting attorney general earlier this year, and he submitted his resignation. Bonte will stay on until a successor is confirmed. It's an Eastern District post. You know, and multiple news outlets are trying to figure out, hey, what's going on here, right? Bonte was thrust into the spotlight after President Trump fired acting attorney general Sally Yates in January for refusing to defend his travel ban. 4 months later, Bonte, a 33-year veteran of the Department of Justice, was tapped to serve as interim head of national security. He said, I'll be around for a while and hope to visit with all of you to discuss how much the office and our work means to each of us. This is what he put in his letter to lawyers. He oversees, which was the lawyers that he oversees. He was made available to the Washington Post. He says, I have so much respect for you and the work that you do every day. Now, he became the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District in 2005. He was nominated by former President Barack Obama. The Eastern District is among the most powerful in the country and has a staff of about 300 with offices in Alexandria, Norfolk, Newport News, and Richmond. It routinely prosecutes terrorism cases and represents the country in the civil court cases. I can only imagine. I mean, it's, again, like I said earlier, the left is screaming, this is all just a right-wing conspiracy. There's really nothing to see here. You know, go away, go in your happy little way, and get it over with. You know? So, I'm telling you, we're going to see a lot more of this. I don't believe that he's just had it, that he's tired, he needs to move on. I don't buy that for a minute. You know what I mean? And if you do, I don't know what you're drinking. But we're going to see more and more of this stuff surface, where people close to the Obama administration, close to Clinton, right? We're going to find out how involved they actually were in all of this. And when I say all of this, you know I mean everything. I mean, you know, the Russian scandal, the deals that went on with Iran, the deals that went on with the uranium. This is not, we're going to find out. Now, mark my words, I've said this before. We are going to find out that the Obama administration was probably the most, if one of the most, the top two anyway, corrupt administrations that we've ever seen. Like a bunch of frat boys having a whole run of the college without anybody to stop them. Seriously. Let's see how Xander Gibb feels about that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. You know we have a good time. With or without you. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back! And yes, she's a brick house. You couldn't play that. You couldn't. I don't think you could write that song today.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, there you go, right there. You couldn't play it. You couldn't do anything with that. You couldn't even refer to it. You're going to get me thrown off the air. You know that, right?
Me?
Yeah. I mean, what is brick house today? It means the same thing it did back then, I think, right?
I have no idea, but I'm having computer problems here, so I better just close my computer. So if I'm not... I'm not responding to you guys in the live feed. It's not because I'm ignoring you. It's because the sound won't turn up.
Because you're ignoring me. Yeah, I get it. I'm used to it.
Would I?
Anyway.
That's what you have a wife for. Why do you need me?
To what? To ignore
that?
Me?
I mean,
she
please.
Does.
Yeah.
Dude, have you ever heard her when I say to her, what was I talking about? And she'll go, I don't know. I wasn't listening. Right? And she's the producer of the show. My God. Anyhow,
I'm saying nothing. I'm not getting involved.
I get no respect over here. I get no respect. So, anyway, so you are from you're coming to us from an undisclosed location, and no,
yeah.
It's not the pizza joint this week. I'm telling you.
No, it isn't. No,
we're good.
I'm in the Donald Trump witness relocation program. Somewhere in the United Kingdom, but I'm not going to say where.
Well, you're in the Trump Tower because they would never look for you there, anyhow. So yeah.
No, hey. I'm in Trump News in London. That you know, there's Trump News in London. That's where I am.
Well,
Donald is putting me up in Trump News. That's where I am.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen. You know, it's unraveling over here. You know, it's really interesting to watch how everything's coming apart. Now, the Russian scandal is real. We were both wrong.
Yeah.
It's real. It just so happens it was Obama and Hillary's Russian scandal, not Trump's Russian scandal, right?
Well, in fairness, I wasn't wrong because you know, look at back episodes of my show, and I've said all along that the reason that I felt that they've always accused Donald Trump of this Russian collusion is because you say, you know, I use the example, I say, look, my brother ate all of the biscuits because I did, because it takes the attention away from me. And this is clearly what Hillary has been doing, whose birthday was this week. I have to say, you know, happy birthday, number one uranium saleswoman. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, God. You can check him out at ZanderGibb.com. Any complaints, you can do it at ZanderGibb.com. There you go. But, you know, I am just amazed and watch more and more happening. We had a high-level FBI official today decide that he was going to resign now and needs to get out from under it. We've had now we've had gag orders removed. I mean, God forgive me, I don't wish this on anybody. But I think we're going to see a series of unfortunate accidental deaths happen over the next few weeks. What do you think?
Yeah, lots of suicides where people have managed to shoot themselves in the back. But, then, you know, the reality is with this, you know, we joke about it, but how has America turned their eyes away from the illegal activities of the Clintons? I mean, they're modern day Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh,
the concern for me is that we've ignored it for so long. But I hate to say it. You know, I want to be really positive because, you know, I'm an upbeat guy, but I think she's going to walk on this too. You know, she's like Teflon Tessie.
Yeah.
And it's going to take one thing for the House of Cards to come down. But every time we get to the point where we say, yeah, you know, I can be Hillary's prison pen pal, you know, something comes along to exonerate her, and she's back being this, you know, queen of the liberal social epithets, you know.
Look. It's just like when people were screaming about putting Obama in jail. Who's going to walk in and put handcuffs on him? Nobody was going to do this. No, well, I would have done it, too, but I probably couldn't get that close. But look at, she just turned 70 years old. Oh, that's it. Now I'm going to get all kinds of email because I told the lady's age.
You're ageist.
Yeah.
You know that, Joe? You are ageist.
So she just turned 70 years old, and here you go. Who's going to put her in jail? With after all of this, who's actually going to drag her in front of a judge and do all of that? I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm asking who, for real.
Well, I think someone has to, because here's the thing for me, and I said this on my show last night, that the important thing to remember here is that the law is the law is the law, and whoever breaks the law should be punished. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're black or white, gay or straight, even if you're a trans person, you know, you can't say anything against trans people right now, but if you break the law and you're trans, you should go to jail. I'm not sure which jail, but you should go to jail.
Oh, you know what? I felt like Trump the other day. I can't give away too much because it has to do with the school district I deal with. But, you know, something was said about me or in my direction, I'll put it that way, about my, you know, homophobic, transphobic kind of attitude. And I'm going, oh, God, but I loved it. But I just would love to unload on these people because they got a one-track mind. It's all about one issue. And it doesn't matter. There's 2,000 kids on that particular campus, and we're talking about one issue, and they could care less about anything else. And that's kind of what turns the rest of us off to it. And it's not that we don't want to help. It's like we see them coming and go, oh, my God, here we go again. Right? I mean, they try to weigh you down.
In fairness, Joe, I really do, you know, I have to get tough on you now because I fear for all of the unicorn children in your district. You're not giving enough airtime to the unicorn. What if they start committing suicide? You will be to blame for that.
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry.
So sorry.
Whatever I have to do, whatever I have to do to fix that, I just, you know, yeah. I'm going to get a whole bunch of candy corn. You know, they have those unicorn candies, and I'm just going to bite the head off it every time somebody makes a stupid comment about the gender, non-gender.
Right.
Like, why do I care what gender you are, number one? Number two, why do I care who you're sleeping with? Why, I don't even care what music you listen to. Why does all this stuff have to be my problem? I'm living in an old world. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I care about what music people are listening to, as long as it's, you know, the Platinum prequel by Xander Gibb available at my website. But seriously, if you want to make these choices about your life, and let's face it, that's what these things are. They are life choices. I don't mind you doing that. I don't have a problem with that. But as I've said before on this show and many others, I just don't want to buy the book and the T-shirt. And I don't want to pay for that privilege. Because, you know, to go back to my unicorn euphemism, should America then pay for me to have a hornstone onto my forehead because I'm trans unicorn? What is the difference?
Well, listen, I'm in agreement with you. Look at what just happened here with the illegal alien that came over to this country and then wants Americans to pay for her abortion. And
right.
And the left is like, why should you cold-hearted blankety blanks? And I'm thinking to myself, no, I don't want to pay for American citizen abortions. Okay,
no.
That's a decision you make. So I don't know. It's really getting frustrating here that we think every nickel put into everything belongs to everybody, and it doesn't. Except for now that we have to go for commercial, and that nickel belongs to me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Xander Gibb will still be with us on the other side of the break as long as my check clears. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Woo!
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm laughing because cocaine. What a great lead-in to some of these crazy stories we're doing. I mean, really, seriously, some of you, and don't play coy with me, some of you who actually have been on drugs, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say it seems like you're in a drug-induced craze sometimes with some of the stories that are going on. It makes me crazy that people actually think this stuff makes sense. And Xander Gibb and I, let me bring him on. Xander Gibb is with me. He joins me every Friday, helps me kick off the weekend, and I enjoy my time with him very much. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It's always a pleasure, but there was no cocaine in the gift bag you had sent to me, Joe. I'm very disappointed.
Wait a minute. You know that wasn't powdered sugar, bro. I'm telling you. I don't know.
It wasn't? I'm going to call my mom.
So, no, it's just, we're talking about the young lady who had an abortion after coming over here illegally, and we have to spend court money, court costs, court fees, and I heard today that there was not a deal, but the Department of Justice told the attorneys that went in to appeal the decision, say, hey, you got to give us till tomorrow morning to fight this. We're gonna fight this. And they went in and had the abortion before the papers were filed.
So, wow.
Yeah. So that's how bent these people are on not caring on whose money they're spending, not caring about killing babies. They're not caring about any of that stuff. They only care about their own agenda at any cost for any reason. And there's a book out there. It's called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All right? And in that book, it says, why do they have, it says they have to lie to win. Think about that. Why do they have to lie to win if they have the right product and the right idea?
Right. I wonder who could have brought that gem of wisdom into the world. I really do. But there are several points for me about this issue of this girl. Obviously, you know, I'm pro-life. But even aside of all of that, I don't want my American tax dollars being used to pay for abortions for American citizens, let alone people who are in the country illegally. But there's a second side to this that's really scratched my head and made me scratch my head even. But all these people, you know, saying about Big Bad Don, as if he's gone and done it, and he said, no, you're not having the abortion, and, you know, he's the one actually stopping the girl from doing all of these things. It's not Donald Trump in person that's actually doing these things. It's the way that things are set up in the United States. And I probably, unlike most people, have a different take on the immigration situation. But even so, don't come to America and expect people to give you abortion. But the wider scope of this that really has me concerned is that people are, once again, talking about the rights of illegal immigrants. And if you are an illegal immigrant in the United States, you don't have any rights, or you shouldn't. Even in a sanctuary city, you should not have any rights. Because if you're not a citizen, you don't have any rights.
Everything is put above the American citizen now. That's how we got it turned around. Over 8 years, it's been turned into, if you're not an American citizen, then you get anything and everything you want. I went on a rampage with somebody today who, it had to do with health care, and they were having a trouble. And I said, look, just change your last name to Gonzalez. Go in there. Just nod your head up and down like you don't understand a word they're saying. They'll take care of you in 20 minutes.
See.
But it's so true. Okay, so let's talk about the trouble that you've been causing, because I always enjoy. See, it's always nice for once. Yeah, yes, you. Don't give me the me. You sound like my kids now. Me? This Joy Reid in you have this like love hate thing going on, right?
Yeah, it really started for me when she was commenting on the who started the Bertha movement, and basically, obviously, we all know that it came out of Hillary's first campaign, but for some reason, because, you know, Donald Trump might have alluded to it in a speech or two, that it was, you know, it was Big Bad Don again. So I said that wasn't the case, and she said that I'm a racist, and I was like, wait a minute, I said that Donald Trump didn't start it off. So because I disagree with you, I'm a racist. So she's labeled me a racist. For those of you who don't know, this woman is a liberal and she works for MSNBC. But even this week, someone identified the fact that she'd been saying in the past about, with regards to, you know, dossiers and things like that, that it really mattered who did it and who paid for them. Because this week they want to say that the dossier that's come out, just because it was paid by Hillary Clinton and her campaign and possibly the Clinton Foundation, that it doesn't matter. So make your mind up. You know, there has to be a level of continuity for me. And unfortunately, liberals don't have that. And that is a real concern. I don't disagree with it because she's black. You know, I'm not saying she's bad or she's wrong or she's ugly. She's actually quite attractive. And, you know, if she has a brother, you know, maybe she could introduce me. But she's a liberal, and she cannot keep it factual.
No, well, this word racist, it's really sad what they've done to this word. They've thrown it around so much, they've used it in so many areas that it had no place being used, that it doesn't mean anything anymore. And you and I have talked about this before. You know, 10 years ago, maybe give or take a year, if you would call me a racist or a homophobe or any one of those things, I would stop and check myself. I'd stop and go back and listen to what I was saying, because God forbid, I wouldn't want anybody to think I was any one of those. But nowadays, you almost wear those things like a badge, because they throw them around to everybody they feel either intimidated by or threatened by, or somebody who has the truth and they don't know what to do with it. So they've made those words of no effect. They have no meaning whatsoever anymore, and it's really sad. Don't you agree?
I totally agree. And it's it's a concern to me. The day before, I was being attacked by a woman on Twitter that was basically saying, if I support Donald Trump, I'm not a Christian because Donald Trump is not a Christian. And I'm like, wait a minute, you know, my faith tells me that anyone's faith is between them and God. So how can we, number one, comment on that? So just because I support someone, even if Donald Trump was an atheist, how does that make me not a Christian because I support this person? I mean, it's liberal logic. And the scary thing is that society is being liberalized, and it's just slipping into society like it means nothing. Like here, this week, in the United Kingdom, It's been decreed. Doctors have been told that they can't talk about women in terms of being pregnant mothers because it might offend trans women. I mean, where can I go to bang my head on the wall?
I don't even... Wait a minute. So what do you call them? Pregnant humans?
People.
People.
We don't call them
people.
Can't call them pregnant mothers because that is offensive to trans people. But I'm like, this is the thing. You know, nearly a million babies are born every year in the United Kingdom, and all of them are born to women. So that denotes that they will be mothers. So I'm all for people not being treated badly, but don't expect us to buy the T-shirt and the book. I'm not going to do it.
Pregnant. I'm stuck on pregnant people because I'm trying to think of what person I know that has what we commonly refer to as male parts that has had a baby. And I'm racking my brains out, and I can't seem to figure it out. I don't know. Not, like I said, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Wow. Just we really have lost it. If I was God, I'd be scratching my head going, "What? Why did I do this again?" Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, God is sitting in a room crying somewhere saying, what did I do? What did I do?
Well, thank God he doesn't say, I know how to fix this. I've done this before. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, so, again, I can't post a video now on YouTube without getting this big yellow sign on it. Right? And what they're telling me is that my videos are not advertiser friendly. Now, it depends on your advertiser. I mean, I'm sure Planned Parenthood wouldn't want me to get a nickel off of them. But I finally got the description of what advertiser friendly content is. It says, YouTube is where the world chooses to watch video. With the most current, comprehensive, and compelling video library on the web, supported by a diverse set of creators around the world, YouTube is also where thousands of brands come to connect with their audiences. All videos uploaded to YouTube must comply with YouTube's terms of service. Now, this thing is like 600 pages. Ain't nobody going to read it, right? Community guidelines, another 300 pages that nobody's going to read. To be suitable for advertising, videos must comply with the AdSense program policy. YouTube also reserves right at its discretion not show ads on videos and watch pages, including ads from certain users or in certain formats. I mean, can you get any more general than that, right? We got to go to a break. I want you to think about that. I don't even know what to do with that. We'll be back.
Because my head hurts.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Never mind it. Chin up.
That's right. Both of them. Yeah.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chick-boom.
Can we say chick-chick-boom anymore? Without being arrested or cut off or something? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me bring him in, because I'm so confused right now. Xander Gibb joins us, as he does every week, to kind of kick off the weekend and get our week, well, I don't know about getting our weekend rolling, because I can't wait to do nothing for a while. That would get my weekend rolling. What about you, Xander?
I just want a glass of wine and kick off my shoes and just chill, and, you know, that'll be fine with me. No trick-or-treaters, no Halloweeners for me.
Will you tell
no,
me? Now,
thank you.
You're hiding in the UK right now, and I will not tell Louis and Guido where you're at, but you said that trick-or-treat there, it's the kids want money.
They do. They want cash, you know, and if not cash, they want you to write them a check, you know. I mean, I'll be writing checks for them, but they'll be on a closed account. I've seen the Golden Girls.
Yes. Well, no, hey, look, we were just talking about that. I'd rather get, a couple of rolls of pennies, and when they come to the door, just chuck pennies in the bag. You know what I'm saying?
Chuck them at their heads. That's the best thing. Get away, you little thing.
So over there, though, you have the pound, and that could be used many ways,
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Anyhow. Hey, listen, I don't know if you knew about this, but Northeastern University is offering two installments of its new men program, right? The problem is masculinity is too toxic, okay? They've had to actually double the capacity of the men's project that launched last year to help male students deconstruct their own masculinity. Is that you smacking yourself in the head?
No, but I'm getting very close to it. But someone said this to me last week about, I'll leave you to your toxic masculinity, Xander. I'm like, well, I'm gay, so is my masculinity still toxic if I'm gay? is this stored with my white privilege, or I'm not sure where it is.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine if you were standing in your doorway and before you went out, think about all the things you'd have to check yourself on, right? Your masculine toxicity, your white supremacy, your cultural appropriation. I mean, I don't know. Were socks invented by Americans?
Don't forget my misogyny. I was accused of being a misogynist this week because I defended someone who had said a woman should not have won a singing competition because they gave her a sympathy vote because she was fat. And I'm like, if you're entering a singing competition, you enter and you should be judged on how well you sing, not how fat you are and how bad you've been treated. And I'm a fat guy that's a singer, so I can say that. But no, Xander is a misogynist for saying that. So I really don't know what I can or can't say in order to not offend people. It's scary.
Oh, it's worse than scary, my friend. I mean, think about something. I disagree with a black person, I'm racist, right? If I disagree with a woman, like you say, I'm misogynistic. You can't... If I show up with a poncho on, right, I'm guilty of cultural appropriation. I mean, are white people going to have to stop buying a Taco Bell?
Probably that's the next thing. But that just reminded me of, did you see the President Trump had all of those children dressed in Halloween costumes today in the Oval Office, and he made a spectacle of the media, and I just was like, this time is so delicious because Donald Trump is just being vindicated. And I know he's been very sloppy in the way that he's kind of put some of these things across, but everything that he said, he's been right on. And it's just so delicious right now to see this happening. But to see him kind of using the situation today to point out to the children what the media like, it was just even more delicious for me. I'm loving it.
So wait a minute. He brought in a bunch of kids into the Oval Office with all these culturally insensitive and racially charged costumes?
Right. There was a little girl in there, and she was crying, and her friend said, oh, she's Japanese, and Donald Trump didn't know what to say. First of all, he said, I'm going to Japan next week, and the little girl went, I know.
Oh, God. Oh, all right. So, did you hear, first of all, I know I said it earlier, but Hillary turned 70 this week. I'm sure that's why we haven't heard from her in a week or so. It had nothing to do with Weinstein or anything like that. It had to do with she was coming up on her 70th birthday, and she was a little upset about it. So, John Lewis, apparently, wished her a happy birthday. But he didn't just wish her a happy birthday. He wished Madam President a happy birthday on Twitter.
But did you not know she's the president of the Chappaqua Wine Club? So maybe that's what he was referring to.
Oh, God. These people, is this not sick? Seriously, is this not like extremely? They didn't even do this when Gore lost to Bush by 500 some odd votes. Right? They got over this and they moved on.
But the funny thing is about the Democrats is that they always They don't mind the Electoral College vote when it works for them, but every time it doesn't work for them, they want it bad, and they want it, you know, they want it kind of, you know, shredded. But when it does work for them, they think it's the best thing since sliced bread. But in fairness, you know, there's always going to be this argument as to who got the most votes. But let's face it, Donald Trump won, Hillary Clinton lost. Get over it.
No, they won't. Because it was stolen, don't you know, by the Russians. I've never understood their argument. Maybe you've dealt with more of them than I have. First of all, the Russians didn't, it's been proven that they did not change a vote in any one of the voter machines. So we can't say they changed votes and that's how it happened. So let's push that aside. What they do say is that the Russians disseminated information. They don't say it was unfactual. They just say disseminated information that made Hillary Clinton look bad. So, let me see. The Russians figured out a way to get the truth out about Hillary via the email dumps, and people were so stupid. Americans are so dumb and so easily swayed that they believed, even though he had a very high disapproval rating at the time, they actually believed those emails and went ahead and voted for Trump anyway. It even in their drunken, drug-induced world of stupidity, it doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, it doesn't. Just say this, talking of drunken, did you hear that Hillary broke her foot while she was in the UK? Did you hear about that?
I heard it.
In the UK, I'm not safe from this woman. I think she's stalking me. I really do. And she was on a British TV show, and even the TV presenter, who was particularly liberal, I would say, Graham Norton, was talking about how much time she spent at bottle banks, you know, indicating that this year they recycle bottles, and she didn't like it. She really did not like that he alluded to the fact that, you know, she was a bit, like, drinky. But I just think, you know, how hilarious is it that you're promoting a book called What Happened, then you fall over and break your foot, have 12 different stories about it, and everyone knows you're a drinker. Obviously, you fell over drunk. There I was drinking coffee, she said. I mean, like, what was the coffee laced with, Hillary? Whiskey or brandy?
Well, she's Irish, right? I mean, it's probably Irish. It was Irish coffee.
Yeah, probably. Wouldn't surprise me. But you are supposed to have some coffee in it. I mean, you can't call Irish coffee if it's just whiskey. I mean, please.
I don't know why they can't just simply tell the truth about the really small stuff, because it would make the bigger lies, you know, more believable.
The
small stuff. You know, who was it the other day was talking about her being the most person with the most integrity that he knew? I'm thinking, what are you hanging down by the docks with the thugs if she's a person of integrity? This was a woman that said that they had to duck bullets at the airport. Remember that? They were at an airport, right, and this video all over the place. Mainstream media fawned all over her at the time because the little girls on the runway were giving her flowers, and look how much they love her. And all of a sudden, they forgot about all of that. They forgot all about all of that when she said she was ducking bullets.
Oh, but I think that's so. That's the typical of Democrats, because, you know, it's not about the truth. It's about the truth as they see it. And, you know, I often say to my friends, was I this bad when I was a Democrat? Please tell me I wasn't. Please tell me I wasn't this intolerable. You know, I'm just writing about this now in my new book, which is coming out next year, called Traitor, which is about my transition. My transition, I transitioned, did you know that?
From being a Democrat
to a Republican.
I was going to say, I'm trans-political, I know.
I'm trans-political. I'm a unicorn that's trans-political, Joe.
Oh,
and I just outed myself on your show.
Oh, I had a young gay man make a smear at me yesterday. I listened to your show. I know what you believe about us. I'm going, oh, all right. You have a great day. He doesn't listen at all. He listens to rumors. That's what he listens to. Anyway,
what about the big gay guy we have on Friday night? So, do you listen when he's on?
You're my token gay guy that I pay big money to, apparently, to, yes, to help exactly. cover for me or something. I don't know.
When is that check coming, Joe? I want to know. Did you lose my address?
No. It was sent to be printed on a Hillary server. Apparently, nothing's happened. Hey, real quick, where do people find you? We're up against it.
ZanderGibb.com.
I hate when you do that. I'm Joe Mastiglia, your host. You'll see the real site. Next hour, we're going to talk about Steve Bannon. I heard his CRP speech. The man is right on. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.